how people use free speech to attack Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're going to talk about how us as Muslims can deal with how people use free speech to attack Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through whether it's cartoons, name calling, defamation, things of that nature. How do we respond to stuff like that? How do we deal with it?
We as Muslims have a responsibility to respond and reply. How do we now best reply to people who bash the Quran, who attack and character assassinate the name of the Holy Prophet? There are magazine companies that draw the Prophet in a way that is just, you know, tended to insult and make fun of. One way to reply back to this is to fight fire, but not with fire, with water. Extinguish the problem. How? If you're attacking Rasulullah because of your perverted understanding of Rasulullah, allow me to fix it for you. What's your issue? Because you wouldn't attack someone that you respected. So why do you see that Rasulullah is not someone that you would feel deserves respect? But because Rasulullah is the greatest man to ever exist, the best fruit are always the ones sought after. So it's no surprise. It's no surprise. But we must come and figure out a way to unite to respond back to these.